It's Kent in the Country, Z100.
Good morning.
Boy, last night was kind of fun there on The Bachelorette.
Lots of drama as usual.
It's crazy, and Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis were on there.
Yes, and I love them.
This is pretty cool.
We're huge fans of the show. We want to help you.
The show is our guilty pleasure.
Monday nights for us are
white wine.
White wine.
Vodka tonic.
Yep. Turn on
Bachelor,
The Bachelor
or Bachelorette.
See, babe, you shouldn't feel so bad for watching it with me. If Ashton Kutcher watches it with her, I mean, come on.
Right. If Ashton Kutcher is watching it, then by all means.
Well, they had the first group date first, and that's where Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis were on, and they did a daddy challenge. Oh. And all the guys had to go through, like, a diaper changing and vacuuming and all this stuff, and that was quite comical watching it happen.
Yeah.
But Lucas actually wins that one, the Waboom guy.
Oh.
Which was unfortunate for everybody.
Yeah.
The only person that really stood out on that date was Dean, and he actually got the rose. Dean was one of the first ones that got to meet her on the after the final rose show. He actually surprised me. He was really, really genuine, and he was sweet. And like I said, all the other conversations she had that day were really dull.
Uh-huh.
And so he stood out to her, and he ended up getting the rose. So
okay.
He was a little, that was a shocker to me, but I do kind of like him.
You like Dean? Okay.
I do. Then we had the one-on-one, which is with Peter, and Peter's the one that I said last week. I accidentally said Alex, but I meant Peter is who I think is going to go to the end. I really like him a lot.
Okay.
And he blew her away.
Woo!
And it was an awesome date.
So he had Rachel's dog, Cooper, on the date with them, right?
Yes.
You know, you could tell a lot. If your dog likes a dude, you know, and is cool with it, then that usually is a good sign.
Yes, and the dog loved him. So.
Okay. Well, that's
worked
good.
Worked out really good.
Yeah. I tell you what, he better have like a piece of beef jerky in his pocket, you know, and just kind of win that dog over real quick. Can I go fast forward a little bit? They had some kind of group date, too, with basketball involved.
They had a bunch of them went and played basketball, and that was fine. But then after the basketball game, DeMario's girlfriend shows up.
Woo!
I don't know if they're ex-girlfriend or girlfriend, but there was recent texts that he had sent her. And so, long story short, she gave DeMario the boot.
Yeah, said, hey, get out of here, turkey. You got a girlfriend.
Yes.
Well, yeah, what is he even doing on the show?
Exactly. And it ends with a to be continued because he comes back for the rose ceremony and wants to talk to Rachel, and it doesn't ever show what happens. But I'm hoping she doesn't fall for his lines. I will say, Josiah, he's the one that ended up getting the rose on that last group date.
Uh-huh.
I know you've said him from the beginning.
Yeah.
And I actually kind of liked him on this episode.
Okay.
Before, I thought he was a little too cocky, because him and DeMario both have been saying from the get-go, she's mine. You know, she's going to be my wife. Like, and I guess it's confidence, and that's okay. But I kind of like Josiah, but my pick is Peter.
All right. Well, what about Fred?
I still like him, but she is having a really hard time getting past the fact that he was the bad kid at camp. She really is,
oh,
and that was such a long time ago. And, you know, he's a man now.
Right.
But she's having a really hard time with that, so I don't know how far that's going to go.
It is ABC's The Bachelorette, the second most unrealistic reality show on TV. Nurse Joy, love of my life, thank you so much, babe.
You're welcome.
I love you.
Love you, too.
It's Kent in the Country, Z100.